Once again, we're going to resume with the meeting. Once again, Ms. King.
Mr. Jerry, did you all come up with a date? The 8th?
Yeah.
July 8th at 5:30?
I'll come back for this.
July 8th at 5:30?
I unretract my motion. Can I do that, please?
Sure.
He's not going to use my same motion.
Just need a second.
Second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion, a second on the floor. This is to reschedule our meeting to July 8th, and that will be at 5:30. We'll start early at 5:30 to try to get a little more of the public out. All in favor of this motion by stating aye.
Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. I'm reading the statute where it talks about continuing it. We're continuing this hearing on this ordinance. It says you got to state the date, the time, and the place. And I know we're going to meet here, but I need you to state in that motion that the place is also going
to
be here.
Okay. Do I need to read all three ordinances to them?
No, you just need to make the motion.
We're continuing the hearing on all three of those ordinances to July 8th, 5:30, here at City Hall. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Once again, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Continuation on July 8th. Motion meeting starting at 5:30. Continuation of our ordinance of zonings. And then once again, that will be taking place once again at City Hall and at 5:30 on July 8th. All in favor of this motion by stating aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move
to approve the City of Cleveland Commission meeting minutes from June 10th, 2024 as written.
Okay, we can take a second.
Okay. The public meeting with Maggie Allen and the item can actually have a
you have that on the it was Heather Shepherd, not Maggie Allen. We'll have to go back and listen to that just to make sure. Is that a correct
and then
it was up to me. So we have to go back and listen to the minutes. So what Commissioner Jump will make that correction. If not, we'll.
I asked the.
Once again, I asked the second on the floor to approve the regular June 10th.
I'm sorry,
we
can't get back here.
All in favor of this motion by stating aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Excuse us, we're going to go right into budget. So anybody that doesn't want to stay for budget, you're welcome to go. If you want to stay for budget, please do.
Stay if y'all want me to.
Budget is just
this is going to be just the quickest little thing.
No.
I just stayed for budget.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You all have a good night.
Thank you for being here.
Madam, will you start this meeting, please? Sorry, I'm getting a little angry here.
I got to go amend my time sheet.
Hey, do you want some chocolate?
No chocolate for me, please. Thank you, though. Two pieces don't do me any good. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Will you be here at the next meeting? July 8th?
Yes.
Will you be here at the July 22nd meeting also?
Yeah.
And then to August?
Probably. Maybe not the first one. All depends.
Whatever.
I'm just a do boy.
May I ask you that you do come to the
meeting?
Sure. Sorry.
Okay.
Did we start?
That's it. Once again, we're moving into our June 24th regular budget meeting. At this point, we'll start.
Thank you. Game. So our first agenda item is budget 2024-2025, so we're to say those numbers. Staff has prepared a very preliminary working budget with the current millage of 8.5493, which is our current millage right now. This budget is currently balanced. staff is asking for a 5% increase across the board for all eligible employees. Meetings are continuously being scheduled to work on the department's revenues and expenditures. Health insurance expenditures will be updated at the next scheduled budget meeting on July 8, 2024. We as a team, as police chief, fire chief, and my outside crew, my supervisors, we are still gathering information. We are still gathering figures. We are still gathering a lot of information. So this is a very, very working, there literally is nothing in here other than increases in employee raises. Because we are still gathering and trying to get some of our revenues from the state, which we all know do not come back to us until August, but we are pushing very hard. I have asked Mike Michaelis to please give us our figures. He's supposed to give them to me this week so we can discuss health insurance. Board of League of Cities is already working on our workman's comp, our automobile, and our equipment. So we are still gathering all of that. So this is, yes, this is a balanced budget, but please don't take this as the budget. This is just literally just a working budget. So the eligible employees would be people that are not on probation. So anybody who is not on probation. So for regular employees, a probation period is 6 months. For our police department, it is 1 year. However, the police chief does have the opportunity, if he chooses to see fit, after a six-month probation period with his people, he can give them an increase. Now, what I like to do, and maybe I'm wrong in this, but if we have an employee that starts in, I don't know, March of, say, this year, they technically would not be eligible for that raise in October. They would have to wait until the following October. I like to budget that raise and then let the supervisor, if that supervisor feels like that employee is worth going ahead and getting that 5% increase raise, or maybe a 2% increase raise, or not a raise at all. Maybe we need to put them back on probation, but I like to budget those numbers anyway. That way it gives us incentive and it keeps our people here.
Will the current millage handle the 5% raise?
I believe it will, yes, sir. I do not see us having to raise the millage. I do not.
Well, if we don't do this development, we're going to raise it 10%. I'm going to raise everything 10% every year.
Technically, the state doesn't allow us to do that, but I hear what you're saying.
Matt's
plan.
Y'all,
I'm just kidding.
I guess you can give an update on our some good news there, Chief, with the radio system.
Well, we got portables, the mobiles are on the way, plus we did get three new cars in the other day that are scrapped, which we put radios up. And just to say something to this commission, just because they packed me in the room, don't be swayed by that. You had three people, three in this crowd that lived in the city, and two of them right here.
Yes.
So look, I was kind of like people I knew, and there's maybe 20 people that I think we knew from this area, and not one of them lived in town.
My whole thing is this isn't going to impact them. They don't pay city taxes where they're at. This doesn't impact them.
It impacts this though.
Right sure does.
Yes, ma'am. It does.
Big time.
And they don't vote.
Commissioner Johns, I appreciate what you said.
I hope that's what you were wanting me to say.
That is exactly what I was looking for.
Because when she asked, I looked at Chris, I was like, well, what question did
you ask? So, just a quick question. Don't shoot me, because I just have a question. Have we ever done, like, performance-based increases for the city?
We have not. It's always been a COLA. I've been with the city for 21 years, and it's always been a COLA. So, that's all I know. We don't do a COLA as well as a merit raise. We just do a COLA.
I just feel like maybe later, and I'm not saying right now, based on my experiences as a hiring manager and as a manager, we're 20 years behind. So don't
yes.
give me that look.
No. I know that it has been discussed in years past. But I wasn't a part of this up here, so I don't know what that conversation looked like.
For like, you know, and I always just base this on the Suncoast, and y'all know that's just because that's where I'm at. But we do performance base, but our max increase is only like 4%.
So I think like once we get to a comfortable position with pay, maybe I would like to consider looking at that.
Sure.
That way we can reward our high performers.
Yes.
With that high.
Yeah.
I don't mean it that way. I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to do that because by giving it across the board an increase, you can do a minimal amount of work and I can do a lot of work and we get rewarded.
And we
the
see
same.
It. We so, see it. I'm not saying
we have that here. I just would like to be able to.
As a city manager, I see it, but I. To say that I would like to get us to a wage where our employees are making a living, a decent living, without working three jobs.
That's why I preface with it. I know we've got a little bit of a go still. I'm working really hard there.
I do 100% agree with you on merits raises. Now, what that looks like, whether it be a 2% COLA and a, you know, an up to a maximum of 2%
right.
merit, you know, we, of course, we'll come together
sure.
and talk about that.
I would just like to consider at some time.
Now, are you talking like this budget? Like, are you trying to rush me and make me implement something? Or are we talking about?
No. And that's, I'm not saying that specifically right now. I just would like to. I'd like to consider it down the road, just to give, because just like we were saying, you know, to give incentive. Why would I work
sure.
hard if I can get? If I'm going to get the same
right.
as anybody else.
And I just went through the same thing 2 weeks ago with my boss for some of my employees. So I get that 10 million percent. I'm going through the same thing, trying to see how I can get them a raise for what they're doing.
Right.
So,
the ones that work hard.
Chief, what are your thoughts on that? Because this would affect your people as well.
It's not affect. I do a evaluation on a monthly. That's
okay.
The little papers I turn in to y'all, which shows every officer what they do
right.
throughout the month. We do that regularly anyway, evaluation.
So you would just use what you already do and...
Yep. And you either meet or exceed, you know, standards.
I mean, because we did that, and I mean, ours go, like, if you don't complete your compliance, you can't get more than 1.5% raise. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, we put stuff, and I'm not saying we have to go that far,
yeah.
but, I mean, I just think that it gives our, and I think all our employees are great, it just protects us kind of going forward because we may hire somebody one day that maybe isn't great and you're going to have to give him 5%
right.
when he gave you
0%. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I would just like to protect us going.
That's what you got probation for though.
That's true.
If the supervisors are doing their job, you'll
sure.
weed that out.
Sure,
probation.
But I also know that 9 times out of 10, day 91 or day 182 or however long it was, that's when you see, right? I mean,
I agree.
And that's just a conversation to have later. No, I'm not saying like for this budget. I just really would like to be able to do that so that we can reward the ones that
right.
really give us a 110.
So that's all I have, folks.
Any other comments, Chair?
Thank y'all, doing a fantastic job.
Thank
don't
you.
Let these big crowds fluff you.
Well, I'm ready to pat my pockets like all day anyway, so
sure.
whenever we can put that in
bring in more chicken places.
I love that. I think that I really wanted to be like
you insulted me with that. You knew I owned it.
I didn't mean to do that, but I said, well, while I'm here,
that's